Light Talk Radio News. This is your news commentary and afternoon music mix, again from 12 p.m. Eastern up until 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Usually we're in overdrive, but we do have one more story to share. Let me pull that up. We got a terrible story, and it's terrible, but it's common. I mean, I have been reporting on these type of stories for going on probably 8 years, especially since 2008 when I first launched Black Talk Radio as a station. And I'm never shocked like that police chief was saying, oh, he saw that white woman being dragged off to a police car and he was shocked. I mean, come on, really? It's what shocks you? Because this story right here about the planned execution of Marcellus Williams is, again, it doesn't shock me, but I would hope it shocks others. But I have to point out that this is typical. This is why I don't support the death penalty except for Dylann Roof. But yeah, I don't support it because too many innocent people, too many questions, too much reasonable doubt surrounds many of these death penalty cases. So no to the death penalty. But let me just read from this petition that was shared with me by abolitionists who could not share it on my timeline. Well, basically was just asking me to share it. And I'm glad she shared it with me. But it is on change.org. It's titled Stop the Execution of Marcellus Williams. It is petitioning Governor Eric Greitens and one other, probably, let me see who this one other is, the Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. So it's a petition to the governor, Eric Greitens, and the Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. And, you know, Missouri is a slave state, although, you know, we can say that about every state because every state is following the 13th Amendment, but they are historically known as a slave state. But it says that on August the 22nd, hours before Marcellus was scheduled to be executed, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens granted Marcellus a temporary stay of execution. His announcement came shortly after we delivered this petition with 187,000 of your signatures to his office. Please continue supporting this petition to help fully commute the sentence of Marcellus Williams. What about getting him out of jail if he's exonerated, you know? But Marcellus Williams is scheduled to be executed on Tuesday, August the 22nd, 2017. He was convicted of the August 11, 1998 robbery and murder of 42-year-old Felicia Gale in her St. Louis home. But there is no physical evidence linking him to the crime. None of the DNA evidence matches Marcellus. So when I read that, I'm reading there's DNA evidence, but it doesn't match Marcellus. He was convicted based on the testimony of two individuals with troubling pasts. These are what's known as jailhouse snitches and who received significant consideration, including monetary compensation from the prosecutor's office. African-American men like Marcellus are arrested and convicted at significantly higher rates than any other ethnic group. The disparity is, in fact, so high that Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey recently introduced legislation that would reduce funds for prison staffing and construction from states with such disproportionate arrest rates. Look, I'm going to say this again. This is why I raised this to my fellow abolitionists. I don't buy into a color-coded painting of slavery. I don't support Cory Booker, number one, because he is a gatekeeper, all right? He's fully supported Hillary Clinton's run for CEO of USA Inc. And some of this stuff he's doing is just trying to treat symptoms. Yesterday, we had a conversation with LaRon Barton about not becoming pacified. This is a pacification attempt. Don't reduce funds just for prison staffing and construction from states with such disproportionate arrest rates. Let's reduce funds for even needing prison slavery guards by closing down prisons and letting all these people out of prison who don't belong there. Again, the vast majority of people in prison are in there behind man-made, politician-written legislation criminalizing people behavior that amounts to victimless so-called crimes, primarily involving some sort of substance, drugs, or something like that. But it doesn't involve victimizing another individual. Just because a politician says, hey, I don't think you should smoke crack, so I'm going to throw you in slavery. I'm going to pass a law. If you get caught with some crack, we're going to throw you into prison slavery. Well, you'll still have access for crack because people smuggle it in, including guards. But also, we're going to put you to work, or we're just going to make money off of just having your body. That's how, no, I'm not interested, Cory Booker, in reducing funds for prison staffing and construction. Why are we building new prisons to begin with? But then just targeting states with disproportionate arrest rates? Why not target all the states that are arresting people over victimless crimes, crimes like homelessness? They call it vagrancy or what have you. We talk about it a lot on New Abolitionist Radio. So no, don't fall for the okie doke. But do sign this petition to stop the execution of Marcellus Williams. Here you then got two jailhouse snitches with troubling past. That means they got criminal records, was probably in jail. And then with a story to the prosecutor, or the prosecutor know that they are their CIs or, you know, jailhouse snitches. Hey, I'll give you some money if you'll testify and say this dude did this, that, and the other. But the DNA evidence just... man, we just going to ignore that jury, right? We're going to ignore that it don't match. I don't even know if the DNA evidence was even presented to the jury. But I know a lot of times, again, because of racism and the lack of any kind of empathy testing and jury screening, that you could have all the evidence in the world pointing to innocence and they'll still convict, especially if that person is non-white. So I have, again, linked this petition up. I'll send it out again later this evening through our social networks. We are on Black Talk Radio Network at Facebook, Twitter, at Black Talk Radio. Follow our YouTube channel, Black Talk Media, or Black Talk Radio on YouTube. Subscribe, become a subscriber. Subscribe to BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Get notified every time there's a podcast posted or promo of a live program. So, again, later on today, Tando Radio Show will be on at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Stop the execution of Marcellus Williams. Slavers. See, they execute people to keep the population in fear so that you will be afraid to rise up against modern-day slavery and human trafficking. This is an injustice, a grave injustice. So I'll be back on air tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We got a full slate of live broadcasting for you tomorrow. Starting at noon with Black Talk Radio news, commentary, and the music mix. We'll mix it up a little bit. And 2 o'clock p.m., Tanya Free, then Tando Radio Show, New Abolitionist Radio, and rounding out the night will be Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio with Sister Black Rose and Feather Light, who were my guests yesterday talking about the rumors of racism. Check out those podcasts from yesterday's interviews and commentary. They're posted for you at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Until then, recognize the fact that you live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc., where they practice slavery legalized by the 13th Amendment. Lots of human trafficking going on to facilitate that. So you have to take certain precautions so that you don't get caught up and get branded with that new slave label. But more importantly, you need to be leveraging your resources, your skills, your talents in networking with the New Abolitionist Movement, which aims to end slavery once and for all behind these enemy lines of the United States. Peace and blessings to all.